Let me get five rounds. I like chips. Yep. So who got the chicken wings?
Yep.
I'm definitely gonna vote.
Between spots.
I'm playing.
Andre D. Thompson.
Yo.
Oh shit, what up, bro?
What's up, family? Oh, there's no video, it's just audio.
Yeah, that's how this thing works, man. How you doing, my brother? Matter of fact, I'll give you a proper introduction, right? Because I'm a good guy, you know. This my good people is Alex Babbitt. I should have said your credits first.
Yeah. Your name. No, wait. Try it again. Go ahead, Gilbert. You got it.
My fellow Americans.
Okay.
And global friends. This I am presenting to you is the comedian extraordinaire. You may have seen him on HBO. You may have seen him in your backyard. You don't know. He's been everywhere. This man is national touring headliner comedian Alex motherfucking Babbitt. He already put that on stage, bro.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm happy to be here on In Between Spots with Andre D. Thompson. Thank you so much, family. How you doing?
Man, I'm alright. I'm over here going through emails, bro. There's a lot. There's a lot of emails, and it's nothing. You know, that's the worst part about it. It's just miscellaneous bullshit. Niggas still trying to sell me hats during the motherfucking Great Depression. Get out of my face, hat club.
So you're not gonna buy?
Niggas sell, hey, fitted caps. For what? Why?
For when all of this is over. That you gotta be fly for when
I
it's all over.
I can't with the same $1,200 that they gave me 3 months ago. I need a new $1,200.
Oh, you ran out of your $1,200? Oh, you fucked up, bro. You fucked
me up. One time payment of $1,200. Nigga, I've been paying y'all my whole life. One time. You gonna let me hold you down.
You're measly $1,200. I ain't impressed. What'd you spend
bills,
it on?
Really?
God damn, nigga, you ain't bought nothing fun?
No. No. Mm-mm. I bought some supplements.
All right. See, I think when we get back to hanging out, we got to show you how to have a good time, because you wasn't supposed to spend that money on supplements, nigga. That's not what that was for. That was a bonus check.
Nah, that's not fair. Because when these corporations get bonuses, nigga, them checks be flat.
Well, nigga, do you have an LLC? If you don't got an LLC, be happy with what
that
you got.
That sounded rude. I was about to. I ain't get to.
I was 1 month away from getting my
pretty
LLC.
Pretty much, nigga. I was right on a cusp. On a cusp of some shit. And then, you know, niggas started coughing out there.
Yo, why do you... Well, you say it's it. Niggas started coughing, bro. Just fucked up my whole game plan.
Fucked up the whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
So when this is all over, are you about to start, like, being real panicky when niggas sneeze around you?
I'll try not to have, like, a physical reaction, you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, flinch and elbow a nigga by accident.
No, it's going to be on purpose. Yeah. Yo, nothing about your attitude says, oh yeah, this is gonna be accidentally hitting somebody.
That's the thing. So I gotta be conscious of that. Oh, I got peppermint oil juice on my sweats.
What? Girl doing? What are y'all doing in that house?
Wait a minute, man. Wait.
Y'all make love the peppermint oil juice? Does that do something for your heart?
I put it in my is this a humidifier? Yeah. I put it in my peppermint oil in the humidifier and let it humidify throughout the night, and then I breathe in beautiful fresh peppermint oil and sometimes lavender. Eucalyptus. And sometimes some eucalyptus. I think we lost them. Oh, no, he's still there. Okay.
No, I just stay silent just, on purpose.
I'm saying you gotta try the peppermint oil, eucalyptus, lavender joint, and see if it don't bring you a better night's sleep. You know what I'm saying?
If you were in the 70s, I have no doubt about it. They would have called you a commie. Like, they would have called you a communist. Just
you know
of the what?
That's how you know they hating. Because I think I like capitalism-ish.
What parts don't you like about it? What parts do you like?
Here's the problem. I should go get educated. All right. All right, put it this way, right?
I'm a Google capitalism. All
right. This is why.
But say whatever bullshit you already think it is, and then let's see what Google says. But say your shit first.
Right? It's supposed to be like, everybody, free market, everybody can come through and make money. Right?
I think you're talking about the drug trade, bro. I feel like that's the drug king.
I think you're not familiar with American capitalism. These niggas sells drugs. What are you talking about? America sells drugs like a motherfucker. They sell the most drugs. They sell every drug you can drug.
The biggest drug of all, fame.
You wanted to hang up on me.
It felt bad as I was saying it. But I didn't want to take it back.
What?
I'm living by it. Fuck no.
Go ahead.
The biggest drug of all. I should have said it with a different infliction. The biggest drug of all.
Fame. And I'm trying to get it.
All right.
I'm trying to get hooked.
Where do I get my supply?
I just need a dealer.
And capitalism on Google says an economic and political system in which a company, in which a country trades and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by
the government.
Yep.
So that way,
so drug
it's
dealing.
Like everybody. No. Yeah. It's less government intervention versus. Yeah. What would it be? Fascism? Or like, I think fascist is when they're like super
the opposite.
All up in your shit.
Communism.
Nah, communism is like, yo, we run every fucking thing. There is no individual thought.
A policy theory derives from King
Martin. And then totalitarian is like, nigga, I am all of America.
Oh, not on some dictator shit. Even more than that.
I am thoroughly confused by what you just said to me.
You know what's crazy? You were saying the words, and then you got to be like, hold up.
You hit me with the Iverson, bro. Bopped me out the shoes. You said, I don't know what you said.
Hit you with a bop. Hit you with the bop real quick.
Had the sentence on the yo-yo, my nigga. I didn't know where you was going with it. Boop, boop. Oh, shit.
You said the word totalitarian. Mm-hmm. Yo, I was about to say tiger.
Catch a tiger with his toe.
Yo, toe, tip a tiger's toe. To...
I am not it.
A tick-a-tackle, right?
I'm
fucking it up.
Y'all got mine. What's that? Peter Piper, Pickle Pepper.
Oh, shit. This is why I don't like politics. Because
you can't read.
Because I know what this... Oh. No. Whoa. Watch your mouth, sir.
That's why
watch
I don't like
mouth.
It.
I read fantastically, just not out loud.
Ain't it tricky?
I get nervous.
Ain't it tricky?
I get nervous. Yo, wait, hold on. You don't get nervous reading out loud?
A bead of sweat run down my back.
Bro, one bead?
Nah, I didn't tell you the size of the bead of sweat, though. It's one fat-ass bead of sweat. It looked like a
fucking microphone.
Yeah, nigga, it's just this, it's like a whole, like a rock. Like
just one diesel just like beat of sweat. Just,
I snow. I snow. Breathe. I don't even sweat, nigga. I snow. Out my
fingers. Bro, I used to get nervous because that I ain't gonna hold you. I used to get nervous. Like in school, I would get wild nervous.
Were you the type of kid that get fucked up on like regular ass letters and words?
You know what it was? Truthfully, because my vision's trash. So even if I like, even if I could see what we was talking about, right? I had to get wild close to the board. So then motherfuckers would start that making fun of me before I
that got is it. Funny. Very true. I remember making fun of a you kid know what like mean? That.
Yeah, so it's like
reading the board, so, but his face got chalk on it now because he's so close. See, look like he was eating a donut. So
people teasing you before you get there, like you can't read. It's like, no, like, my bro, eyes
take
just
your
like,
face out the donut hole, nigga. What are you doing? That's not how you all that chalk.
Yo, but you don't realize if he backs up. The struggle that he's about to have to read those words are way worse.
That is true, huh?
Bro, see, man, like you don't know the struggle,
me, my type of problem would be that I would kind of, I'll be a good reader. I'll be on a streak. And then I start getting too in, and then I start filling in words because I'm speed reading now. Right, I get nice, and I'm like getting carried away, and next thing you know, I see a couple letters, and then I fill it in, and then I'm already on the next sentence, and everybody else just realized that is not what the fuck that shit said.
It's like, so now it discredits everything you read before. Yeah. Like, is it just making up?
Like, oh, this nigga's getting it, and then I say a letter, I say a whole word that wasn't there, and they're like, nigga, what?
It's like, oh, nah, what I meant to say, and by the time you back up, it's like, man, fuck all y'all. I hate every this single one of y'all.
Bother me, I'm selling philanthropy, nigga. We reading a whole nother book now. What's up?
Lombotomy, I would have got stuck because my eyes would have took forever. I'd be like, oh, that's a lamp. It's a lamp. I just rounded off to the nearest L word. Like, all right, yep, like, lamp.
Lesbian. Well, we reading about some shit early.
Yo, they got wild lesbians in science, bro. I don't know what it is.
You got to put the lesbian with the mitochondria.
The lesbian? Oh, that's I love science. That shit's sexy.
That's how you mean. I don't know where that. Why is that the stereotype about lesbians?
What?
Is that they all sexy?
That they sexy?
I think the first one I ever saw, I think this is why my stereotype of it isn't that they sexy. The first lesbian I ever seen was just like this really big woman that just wore like mad sweatpants and like dirty polos. And she always had like doo-doo braids. Just a big husky bitch. That's who I knew. That was the first lesbian one I ever saw. And I was like, that's what they look like. This and Manny Fresh.
You know what? I know what you're doing because you're rooting your lesbians in reality versus most people when a dude's
saying
it.
Oh, you thinking of Pornhub lesbians?
Thinking porn. So porn lesbians look amazing. It's always just two beautiful women who so happen to like women, but they bad. Like you'd be mad that you lost them to the team.
Ah.
But in real life, lesbians, like you said. Look like little boot, got the little braid. Like
as I got older, you see that there's some variety within the group, but for the most part, I'm used to seeing, you know, Manny Fresh lesbians and niggas and the ones that look like Lil Wayne. A lot of lesbians look like Lil Wayne, bro.
They either got dreads or a tapered fade. Like
I ain't never seen one with like an afro. Why none of them just rock a good fro?
The ones that rock a good fro, I see normally be bigger.
That's the auntie lesbian.
Yeah. Like she been a lesbian a long time. She don't got nothing to prove. Yep. So she dress how she dress.
They be wearing board shorts. Auntie lesbians love cargo shorts.
Yeah.
This is love jeans and pockets. They love mad pockets.
Cause you gotta think about it, bro.
What if
men get off pockets.
What if, that's what I'm saying. What if this whole time, the whole I'm a lesbian thing is just a deep ploy to get clothing that has more pockets?
Oh, shit.
They just want to shop in the men's section because we got all the pockets.
So you feel like the count of lesbians will go down?
If we gave bitches pockets.
If women,
if women got to wear pants with more pockets, there'll be less lesbians. I think.
Oh, yo, that's.
I think that's what they want is pockets, not pussy.
I don't know if that's misogynistic, but I'm gonna tell you that's funny as hell. If you was like a dude who just refused to believe that gay women are gay, you just can't believe it. Nah, he was like, I know what it really is. I know what it is.
I know what it is. These bitches want pockets. You just, and then the commercial be a bitch trying to find somewhere to put her keys, but can't, and she like, fuck it, I'm a lesbian.
She a lesbian because her girl got an extra purse.
That's it.
She's like, finally more space.
Pocket space. People not listening to women. That's not first. That's the first problem.
That's why this all happened, bro.
Listen to women. All,
the corona wouldn't have happened if you listen to women. Listen to women, man. Women know. I was talking to somebody about that today. Women know. You ever had a girl? I don't know if you had this situation. I was talking to another comic earlier today about black women or just women in general when they say something about you that low key is the truth. So no matter how you hurt your ego, you be like, that's fair. Okay. That was. Have you had this experience? Yes. Could you name it? Is it something you're comfortable with?
Absolutely.
There you go.
I forgot what I was doing, but hold on. Does it count if your mama says it?
It's fine. Black woman count. Mama, teacher, girl. It's
pretty much like, bruh, you gotta grow up. That's pretty much to sum it up. Like, I had a string of, I didn't even know you could do that. You know when you find this shit out? I was finding out a lot. That's what's been happening a lot this whole quarantine, is me discovering more and more about this shitty book called Adulthood. I've been just checking that out, and it's they got taxes and unemployment and fucking your Medicare and your Medicaid and your healthcare Medicare's and your
nigga wasn't working on shit.
Nah, like I have. I'm not like an illegal citizen. Like I got. You know what I mean? Like I count. You know what I'm saying? I could vote. You know what I mean? I got that shit, but it's like, yeah, damn, it means more now.
Yeah,
that's what I feel like.
By the way, I like the fact that you said I can vote, and I'm almost sure that's just what happens when you turn 18.
That is
like,
not how voting work, nigga. See, look at you trying to be a smart ass. I don't even know how to vote.
Whatever. No, yes it is. You gotta apply to vote.
Yes.
Oh wow.
You gotta register to vote, nigga. That said register. What do you think register to vote mean?
I meant that once you I was about to say some fucking dumb shit on purpose, but I was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's beneath me.
What the fuck you thought they were signing you up to do, nigga?
The last time I voted was for Obama, and I forgot what I did.
The last time you voted was in 2008?
No, not 08.
The second term. No,
2010. Second time, yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not. I'm bugging out. 2010. No, 2012.
No. Yes.
2012.
Yes. His second term. That's the last time I voted, so I didn't remember that. I think. So if that was 2012, I just got out of high school.
I voted then, and then I voted for Hillary.
Oh, you voted for Hillary. Wait, hold on. So your mom told you, we're going to get into the Hillary shit, but your mom told you got to grow up.
Yeah.
And why did it hit so hard?
Because I was like, yeah, I'm 27. I'm about to be 30. I do have to grow up.
Oh, this was recently. Oh.
I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Good timing. Yes. I was like, yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought this was what. So what was some things you was like? Oh, this is kind of immature. Besides you like not paying taxes or whatever. I don't want to say you're not paying taxes on these lines. You was always paying taxes, but
yeah, like I feel like it's the severity of how I look at things. Like things, you know, the news mean more now.
Mm-hmm.
That you haven't felt that? Like you haven't felt the transition of, damn, I gotta know who my local comptroller is, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
But see, that
I ain't been out here riding dirty with no license, nigga. I'm a law-abiding citizen, but I never gave a fuck who my local
senator is.
Yeah. I never, you know what I mean, thought to look into the damn 401k system. I ain't.
See, when it comes to my local senate and shit, I can still agree. I'm a little immature when it comes to that. When it comes to like taxes and building credit and all of that, I've kind of been on that for a while. But it's because a lot of people in my family fucked up their shit, so we've been having those conversations since like high school of like, yo, build your credit, get that shit up. We didn't fuck up your credit, so you have the opportunity, so you can buy some shit. You know what I mean? Mm. So it was kind of on that tip. But my local senate, I still don't really give a fuck about.
Yeah, bro. That's what I mean. Like, oh, shit. All of a sudden. And you know when it really hit? This wasn't a woman saying it, but I was watching Cat Williams.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm watching a Cat special. And I forgot which one it was. It was a 2018 Cat special. And then at one point, it was me. It's me, my girl, my sister, my mom. In the living room watching it, and Cat Williams goes, if you 25 and under, first of all, he says, where are my young people at? If you 25 and under, and I was like, oh shit, I don't qualify. and then the nigga went on to say, I hit for my grown folk, if you 25 and up, and I was like, damn nigga, I'm up. I'm the and up. I'm not even the 25.
Nope. 25 and up, bro.
Bro, there's TikTok dances. Fuck that.
Well, I might do a dance or two, but you got me by like a year. So I personally don't give that much of a fuck yet.
Wait till that 27 hit you, dog. I don't know what it is about that number, fam. But all of a sudden, you, I grown, I guess.
Yeah, the difference between like 27, I assume, and like 24, 25. It's like if you went to a school right now and said anything, niggas would like believe you. They gonna listen to you. Like, oh yeah, he must know something. He gotta know something. He's 27. He gotta know. Is it low key a feeling of? You know stuff, but also know you don't know a bunch of other shit.
Bruh, OD. Like, I feel like I'm, boom, this is how I feel. Like, I'm, like, mostly ready. You know when you confident about taking a test?
Mm-hmm.
And you like, yo, all right, I know the test is in 2 weeks, and you feel like you could get a good 70. You know you could get like a 70 or 65. You can pass.
Uh-huh.
You ain't gonna be a scholar, but you can pass. Right? And then all of a sudden, you come to school and they go, yo, I know you thought that test was 2 weeks later. Nah, nigga, that shit tomorrow, bro. And you're like, damn, I wanted to get like a 90-something, but nah, that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna have to settle for a 71, hopefully. That's what it feel like.
Okay. I get the vibe. You just sitting there like, hey man, I just be happy to pass the test.
Like that's where it's like, yeah, damn. Mm, I got my passport, did you feel me?
And congratulations.
But it was just like, what?
You just so never,
you know what I'm saying?
Prioritize that. That's very interesting.
What?
Getting a passport and stuff.
I had one already, but then it expired.
And you just was like, fuck it.
I was like, I'm broke. Where am I going? You know, I ain't have no reason to go nowhere. It wasn't until comedy until I started needing some fucking fly places.
Yeah, bro. So if I
wasn't learned... flying a bunch when I wasn't doing stand up.
But I think that's one thing that we tend to, I don't even want to say take it for granted, but as comics, because a lot of the experiences we've had are through comedy, that's one thing that the quarantine kind of got me thinking about is like, oh, some of this shit you gotta do. You know what I mean? So for me, it wasn't like getting the passports and everything, but for me, it's like, oh shit, I still have to make time to travel with my family. Bro, outside of my job. You know what I mean?
All of that stuff I was just thinking about in the context of like, yeah, I'll do it when, you know.
When I get the bag.
Yeah, after, because like,
yep.
It was just so different.
Yeah, it was completely, I'll get to it when the bag come, and then it's like it was the perfect scenario kind of thought.
And the thing is, a part of me is like, largely is, that is the way you're supposed to live. I don't feel like you can't half-heartedly chase a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're trying to take a vacation before your time. Because you can hear the other shit too, where it's like, when you listen to the stories of the people we look up to, mm-hmm. they wasn't taking a vacation every 6 months with their family, nigga. Like, these niggas is working.
But
so like, what the fuck?
But at not every 6 months, but then I ain't gonna hold you. Listen to a lot more of these podcasts of like people telling like the goofy stories, like the stories that aren't like Oprah worthy, but just like a story. A lot of them were going on trips together, you know, because at a point they're the people in their industry, like me and you, that is their family. There is no difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they were still taking trips. Sometimes they would just like take like, all right, yo, I know we all still working, but fuck it, we ain't seen each other in a bit. Let's make a 1 year, like once a year, we all just set aside like a week and go somewhere. We're gonna hustle all year.
I absolutely agree with that though.
Yeah, I fuck with that too. You know what I mean? Cause and a lot of them, like the Diddy's of the world, they did that shit. I was sort of like, I think Jermaine Dupri and I saw Archer going alive, and they were like,
what I was saying is, when, at what point in their careers was that the discussion? You know what I mean? Because as time progresses, the circumstances change. The circumstance change. Now the discussion of what's priority changes.
Mm-hmm.
When they was 27, with, you know what I mean, trying to get their shit going.
Yeah.
Or getting their shit going and trying to make it bigger. They weren't thinking, you know what I need?
Mm-hmm.
A good time off with the fam in Cancun. I doubt that was on their minds.
Yeah.
It was grind season, nigga. I gotta make this shit pop.
I gotta hustle. And I don't know, because we not these niggas, so I don't want to assume anything on them. But I could just take the thought process of, like, you call it when you call it. Like, if you feel like, all right, right now, like, let's say you like, all right, 27, I'm supposed to be grinding and working hard, right?
Yeah.
And if for 27, 28, you just working hard as hell. Some other people could look at it like, yo, nigga, take a break. But you the only one that really know. Like, if you like, I've been working my ass off in your own realm for a couple of years. Let's hang out. Fuck it. Let's just do it. And make the call. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm not against vacation. It sounds like I am, oddly. And I don't know how I ended up.
This nigga like, I don't like fuck.
Nah, nigga. Fuck, yeah. I don't know how I ended up doing that. But I'm just saying.
Fuck trees. Fuck my family. It's only money and hustle.
I just want to get, like, I miss it. It really makes such a difference. And it's like, That was the time I put into comedy was the time, you know, career-wise. Look at it as you look at any career of a craft, something that you can craft and care about.
Mm-hmm.
It takes your internship years and your postgraduate and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So usually for a career to kick off, a person would put in roughly 4 to 8 years of different levels of schooling and internships, and then they begin then they'll begin the entry level position at the career or their craft, right? Which is what exactly we've done for comedy. And then, like I said, some nigga coughed and they was like, hey, yo,
and put shit on pause.
Yeah, and it's like, what? I just got my cap and gown. I just got my comedy cap and gown.
Yo, what? Right? So to that analogy, think about the niggas that, you know, you empathize with now who couldn't graduate from high school.
Because they was in the fucking basketball court beating up other niggas from a different gang. That's why.
Nah, shut up. Like, I'm talking about the everyday person just went to school for 4 years.
You ain't never got caught in that fake slap boxing shit. That's why.
One more time?
You never got caught in that fake slap boxing shit? With two gang members from the same gang, fucking, they slap box with each other, and then they act like they just fighting each other, and as they get closer and closer to you, you thinking you just watching a fight, and next thing you know, you in the fucking fight getting jumped.
Let me tell you something about you, Dre. You have had a harder life than most people that you have.
That never happened to your ass. That's why you don't understand the basketball court problems.
No, because one, you casually said, ask 10 people in a circle. Just be like, hey, man, he had been walking by some gang members. They was pretending to slap box and ended up. Yeah. Ask 10 people. They're going to be like, no. Like, where did you grow up, doofus? Like, don't act like that's just common knowledge. Like, oh, yeah, I remember. Back in 2009, shit was crazy.
It was a little crazy. Yeah.
But, bro, I'm not even talking about the hood elements of life. I'm just saying that in general, motherfuckers who waited 4 years to graduate, they did not have a graduation.
Yeah, true.
Think about everything you reminisce about high school. That is like I can't name another generation that experienced this. Besides the ones for when you got drafted for war or something. But even then, other people in the country graduated.
Yeah.
Nobody had a graduate.
That is true. That's me being selfish. Look at you, Babbitt, with your big heart.
Nah, shut up. Like, I'm not saying you being selfish at all.
You care about the kids' prom, Babbitt. You want to sing for the kids' prom. Huh? You feel mad about their prom? You want to make dresses?
Hey, man, the Babbitt prom business was going to thrive.
The Babbitt prom, he's about to have a limousine.
But it's like, yo, I understand exactly how you feel on the comedy tip, but it's crazy to think about everybody went through a version of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's like, all right, you either take this as, yo, I got screwed, because I just don't want any, and I don't think you're like this at all. But, hello?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Oh, nah, my fault. I don't think you're like this at all, but I don't want people to get caught up in the, I lost out, because it's like, this is great. Not great, this shit is trash, but
I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
It's like, all right.
There's something in it. Yeah. There is something in it to be had, to be gotten, to receive, whatever. It's there.
Yep.
It's just, you know.
It's one of those.
A slight misdirection.
Yeah, it's one of those universal, you thought you had shit planned out.
Mm-hmm, that's what it is.
Because if it wasn't this, something, because you know, you can name examples of this within your own life. I assume that you got like a fucking Charlie horse to, you know what I mean? Like a Charlie kick to the face.
Absolutely. A Charlie kick to the face.
Is that?
I went from getting a Charlie horse and you upgraded it and kicked me dead in the face.
The universe got to kick you in the face, bro. Wow.
Oh, shit.
A donkey kick right in the back. Hit you with a mule kick. But, like, you know, we talked about it. I never forget the day you said you lost your last job. It's like, hey, nigga, I woke up late. And they was just like, yeah, don't come in.
Yep.
And we was talking, what, the week before? And he was like, man, I want to quit. I do. But, you know, I need to pay my bills and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and then I got fired.
You got fired and then still...
After getting that first weekend, too, which is just funny. It's just like, I've been trying to get a weekend deal And then the night I get the weekend deal, I wake up, I'm fired.
That's the universe kicking you in the face. But what I was happy about is you took the shit in stride, which I knew you was gonna do. You took it in stride and then just kept moving with it. You just kept hustling. You know what I mean?
That's what's gonna happen here too. Yeah. Once the green light is back on,
we all gonna hustle. It's gonna go, and then all because I mean, some people were talking and they was like, "Watch, when this is all over, in a year, most of us are gonna condense all of these feelings and all of this time." Mm-hmm. Most of us gonna be like, "Oh yeah, remember that Corona shit? Yeah, that was crazy. Wow."
Yeah.
You good?
And then life continues.
Yeah, I got a show. Yeah. Oh, you got a show? Yeah, I'm working on this. I'm writing this. I got a podcast. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
It's going to be fucking insane. So, like, you know, I respect the time. We got more time to talk, bro. Me, you, other comics, more time to communicate with each other, talk to your fans. Have you enjoyed that?
That is true. I've been doing that, yeah. Talking to... It's been going well sometimes, and sometimes it's just like, you know... Because now you're getting calls from family members you ain't talked to since you was like 4'8".
How?
Know what I mean? Now I'm 6'2". Like, I don't remember you, lady.
Yeah. This message goes out to Andre's aunt who he can't stand.
Ha! Nah, I ain't got no problems. You know, hello, everybody. Okay.
You ain't give me no Christmas gift. Why are you here now, lady?
I just be on the phone breathing because I don't know really what else to say. And then it's like, do they know? Here's the thing, bro. You realize this with your family, where some they your family, but sometimes they don't really know. They don't know you, bro.
Mm.
You feel me? Like I had some moments where I'm talking to my family and I'm talking to them, and they're like, yo, you gotta relax. And I'm like, you don't realize this is how I talk all the time. This is how I sound every day.
This is me.
Every day.
Because yours is interesting to me because yours is with talk. Mine's is with my energy. Like physical movement.
Even that, like, you don't know me. I dance. If I see some water, I'm gonna dance on it. Okay, that's who I am.
And they
don't know that.
But keep in mind that has less to that's more to do with you having been around them to show them that.
I suppose.
Yo, like, come on, man. Take the credit for what it is.
Because here's the thing, though. What's up? As the one being brought into the family. It's you. It's the people who already they got to show you around. How the fuck? I'm 5 years old and I'm the one responsible to get to know Uncle Derek. This nigga's a whole 40-year-old shy nigga. I gotta go walk up, and introduce myself, the 5-year old, to this shot. Nick, come he on, might
look
dog.
At, he might look at it like, yo, I'm 40. Why am I talking to this 5-year-old like for real? For what?
Then fuck you, Derek. Don't wait until I'm 30 to be like,
wait,
hey,
but
nigga,
that
what
makes
up?
More sense,
like,
you 30.
It don't. You definitely gonna walk out on your kids. I can hear it. I can hear it in your logic. Your kids is gonna grow up without a daddy.
Nah.
Them niggas is gonna see you on Sundays only.
Well, If that's the case, so with your kids, because you're going to be busy on the road. Like, you know what? Dad's going to come.
But we going to FaceTime. That's different.
Ew.
You're not going to FaceTime your kids.
No, that's the anybody who their parents FaceTime them as their main form of engagement.
I was going with your story.
Bro, that's the same.
Likely. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to find
you just
a way.
Said you don't want to take family vacations or nothing.
No. That's different.
That's different
because that, like, all right, nah, say like you're making 200,000 like right now, the old economy before whatever the fuck this new. Yo, I don't know what's
to,
coming.
You trying to
that's
dance
why.
Through this is my favorite one.
No, I'm saying once you reach a certain level, you reach a certain level, right? At that point, you can like decide your schedule more. You see what I'm saying? And then when you can decide your schedule more, you can organize. Like, all right, I'm gonna be on the road in August, but I'm gonna be back in September for 4 weeks. What's up? I can see this little nigga grow up in all of September.
Oh, okay. And then what, you back on the road in October?
And then I might, or sometimes you, if you live in LA, you live in New York, your show is taping somewhere. You're usually taping close to home. A lot of shit when it's taped in the city, we commute from our houses to sets sometimes, right? So it's doable. You can
said in a nutshell. Yeah, I'm gonna see my kid every 6 months. It's gonna be a different sequence of 6 months. It might be 1 month.
It's gonna be a different kid every 6 months.
You realize that's equally as shitty. Like, don't try to act like no kid is gonna be like, yeah, I enjoy just seeing my pops and moms once half the year. Nobody wants that.
No. Nobody wants that, but it's different, and it's not gonna be both of us. It's just gonna be me. This ain't no fucking.
So now you got a lady, whether it's your wife, your girl, whatever the title is, that you also only see for 6 months.
Negative. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm just finding holes in your goofy ass logic. That's it.
Nah, because it's not, nobody goes on tour for 6 whole months. You don't gotta do that. First of all, okay? You ain't gotta do that. What, every once in a while, I might do that.
Wait,
if it's
what?
Like a major
Did you just
thing.
Say nobody goes on tour for 6 months? Every once in a while, I might go on tour for 6 months.
But nah, nobody does a 6 month tour, though.
But every once in a while, I might take a 6 month tour.
Nobody does say 3 months usually is the max I've seen. 6 months is what they used to do in like 1950s and 40s when it was like when niggas contracts was garbage.
I thought you were
going
to say 1960 or 40 where a dude just wanted to leave his family. Baby, I'm just going on tour for 6 months, so I'll be back.
Oh, when they were like, I'm going to get milk and then never come the fuck back? I can't believe that was... Because the reason that's a saying and like a joke now is because that used to happen to the point where most families went outside and was like, wait a minute, your daddy ain't come back with no milk either? Why my daddy missing? Wait a minute, next door daddy ate, and then they just added it all up. It was like, these niggas
Yo,
never
the
got milk.
The milk industry killed the black community.
Why do you think it's just black kids? This is what I realized,
that's
dog.
That's what I wanted to hear, brother. That's what I wanted to hear. The revolution.
Number one, people walking out on their shit. White dads be out, nigga. They skateboard right out their kids' lives all the time. These niggas do not go home.
You know what's crazy? For all the like emotional shit, white people be talking, like white comics especially, they really be having more fucked up households.
Bruh.
That's very accurate.
White dads... Boogie oogie,
they literally do
the
that.
Fuck out
they do the Charleston
chill
out the door.
They do the little dance and they leave, nigga.
The boogie oogie oogie was named the first white dad to leave his family.
Fam, don't let them lie, son. They be out here trying to lie. They really be out here trying to lie.
That's fair,
dog.
That's.
Like all of these, y'all don't got dads.
White dudes don't got dads. Well, what about moms? Dude, let's take it up a notch. Because I was predominantly raised by my dad, but I had my mom in my life. So this is not like the full spectrum of it. But and I'm like really close to my mom. So I don't even know why I said it like that. But do moms leave the family? Do you see that? Do you have examples of that?
I don't have any examples, but I know what happens. You know what I mean? I watch movies.
Mom just dip
I've
out.
Seen it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the moms be trying to, like, you hear these crazy ass stories from whatever people have. It's fun. It's crazier when you do hear that the mom left because it's like, the dude ain't had shit to do with the kid after he went.
Oh my god! After I didn't that know moment, what that was? I had no idea. Yo, look, bro, I thought you started drowning. I was like, when did he get in the pool?
Yo. After that, I'm in a hotel. After that,
Dre drowned in a hot tub accident.
I'm just sitting by a cup. Like, how the fuck this nigga?
All you got nervous. You had to read out loud. All the sweat from your back went back in.
It just swole up, drowning. I think it's be leaving. I forgot what
you were talking about. Mom's leaving because you don't have to. You did the act out.
Yes. It's harder because, like, they had the kid in a belly for a while. Kid was all up in there, kicking them. And then they got to, like, do stuff. And then they go through the labor. And then after all of that, you just be like, all right, yo, I'm good. That's even harder. The dude at no point, my fault. The dude at no point, other than after sex, has anything other to do with the kid. Everything else at that point is just like him being. So you feel like person.
Every dude that sticks around past coming is a good dude.
Like you really do damn. Your part.
That is the smallest level of doing your part I've ever heard.
That's the smallest level, protecting a human no, race. I'm protecting. You protect, when you just stay,
stay, you are.
That's what's implied, bro. If you stay and you just hang out with the kid, what the fuck you stay chill. For?
Talk to him.
Babbitt, you are all tell him you your really stories. Crack.
You don't want to tell a kid you those out of your stories, goddamn mind. Tales.
You think you could just hang out? Like, nah, I ain't gonna contribute shit. But
so you think every dude that sticks around is not like is always just giving him money, giving him everything he needs.
I think if you stick around, the purpose of sticking around is to do your motherfucking job. Why stick around to be like, I could be a father?
No, to say, I'm saying the difference between being like a parent, there's a difference between like being a parent and then being the role model in your kid's life. Yeah, like you're a parent, so you're we'll use dad as the example. You're the dad in his life physically, but you're not really the role model to this dude. Cause that's like saying for the crackhead example, right? If your dad a crackhead, but he's still around, is that nigga a good dad?
What is he doing? Dad-wise?
He take his kids to the park. He do all of that.
That's not enough. If like, all right, if
but he come pick him up from school, but he high on crack.
Is he picking him up appropriately? But he is
picking him up. Take it a bit.
You see what I'm saying? That it has to be careful because if he just snatched him up out the class. You know what I mean? He can pick him up
by his feet. What you mean?
Yeah, and then try to like gorgile out. You can't do that.
That's my son. I stayed in his life, but your logic was he stayed in his life.
My logic is stay. Meaning, hey man, this is all entailed. You know what I mean? Like you take care of the kid. Your play, your family, your help, you do the shits. You do the shits. What, you do the dad shits, man. You might have to do dishes from time to time.
Andre, you know? Logic. You're not a but good dad if you don't shit. Do dishes.
Sometimes you gotta chip in, you know what I mean? If you know, it's a lot of dishes. You will yo, help.
Like I'm sorry, no yeah, at all. This nigga.
I'll be doing this. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be doing dishes.
There's so many.
I just Yo, I just realized another, like, people, Facebook, if Facebook ain't tell you niggas birthdays, bro.
I wouldn't remember.
Dog, tell me the truth. Nah, you remember everybody's motherfucking birthday?
I have about five. I know all of my friends, like, month. You know what I mean? And then the day escapes me. But I know... Yes,
it's rough. Not October. It's rough.
October?
November. November, dog. See? And I'm not even going to persecute you because I understand.
I knew it was a winter difficult one. I knew it was near Christmas.
This nigga remember the shit the way natives told stories back in many moons.
Yeah, I know this for sure, cold, bro. Baby. You were born in a cold month. It is what it is.
It's difficult, man. Shout out to Brooklyn Santa. It was his birthday. Shout out to Chanel Ali. It was her birthday. It was your birthday, but this is the other thing too. Have you found
what
is it harder? Like, I kind of find times where it's like very difficult to pick up my fucking phone.
Mm.
And this has always been me, but more so during this quarantine shit, where I'm just like, yo, fuck my fuck you phone.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I've taken some more time to just kind of shit, like, just not pick it up as frequently and chill with, like, legitimately chill with my family has become, like, I always did it, like, on Sundays, I would hang with my family. I used to kind of be annoyed. I still get annoyed, but, like, I definitely do it with more intent now. Like, oh, okay. Hey, all right, today, like, we watched a movie, and I used to bitch. I used to be like, all right, if I could do stand-up, I'd be like, damn, I'm watching this movie, but I should be on stage. Like, I promise you I did that.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Now that I think about it, it's wild toxic. Like, I'd be mad at whoever I was around, if I was with my fams, with mom, my girl, whoever. Yeah. I'd be like, see, you hold me. Like, I would enjoy the movie and enjoy the day. And then immediately, like, if I saw somebody post a photo of them being on stage, I would start bitching and be like, see, I knew I shouldn't have hung out with you niggas. Like,
for real, I know, I feel you, man.
But now it's like, you know, and I'm hoping, not hoping, this, I will continue this skill of, like, all right, not doing that to my family. Like, when I'm spending time with my family, I'm just spending time with my family. Don't chastise them for whatever, because look, it's insecurity. It's I'm not working hard enough, and I don't want to chastise them and have them niggas resent me or resent my success because the whole time I was on
because of the way you got.
Yeah, I made them feel bad. I don't want that to happen.
That's real.
So it's like, all right, you know, enjoy the time. That's fucking real. Like, we've played games. Well, I was never really I'm still not a gamer, but now I'll spend some more time. Just play some games.
Same. Fact.
You know what I mean? So, I know it's difficult, but, like, hey, man, fucking, maybe this was the push that...
This is what we need.
We need, especially us of this generation, because we're so attached to, like you're saying, to our phones, to our laptops, to all of this shit. We never spend time.
Yeah.
Real talk, think about it. This is probably your first time as an adult spending time with your family like this.
To this extent, yeah.
Our parents had this because this was basically what life was like, you know, before heavily social media shit.
Yeah.
You worked when you worked, and when you weren't working, nigga, you were home.
True.
So it's like, all right, we got a taste of this.
Now we doing that shit.
Yeah. Now it's like, all right, so would it be so interesting to see is, all right, do we keep this going or do we find a way to implement this into our everyday or do we go back to the same bullshit we was doing?
You know, probably that could compromise.
A little
half and half. A little mix. You know what I mean? I ain't got to see you every day.
Nah, not every day, but I'll try to make some more time. Let's go to yo, we something. Should take a family trip, bro, to like, I don't know, the fucking amusement park or some shit.
Word. I'm down.
That'll be like a fun thing. Your Girl Scared of Heights?
America's supposed to be opening up soon. I don't think so.
I'm not real scared of roller coasters, but maybe like water slides should be fine, but roller coasters bother.
Oh, nah, definitely not scared of no roller coaster.
Definitely yeah, so we got like six eggs.
At all. Hell yeah, I'm done with that shit. Remember, this is still a podcast, so don't put out too much.
Oh, pressure. Yeah, I forgot. Hey.
It feel like a phone call. This is still a podcast.
My bad. Yo, you know what? I was mentally bouncing back and forth. Like, every once in a while, I would talk to you as, like, a regular friend, and then other, I would go podcast. Yeah. I heard it.
It's still,
yo,
you know
you chopping this up, right? Like,
I got you. You ain't saying nothing crazy. This shit is good to go. And it doesn't go out immediately. There will be some editing
ladies and gentlemen, God is good. Andre D. Thompson.
You got anything to promote, my brother?
Honestly, yes, man. Yes, I do. I have a couple things I would like to promote. Let me make them up right now because that's what you do. All right. You can add me on Instagram and TikTok. My name is Mr. Babbitt. I'm also putting together a couple shows. I got a podcast that I'll be releasing very soon. I'm getting the artwork done now, so I'm excited about that. And because I'm gonna talk it out through you, but the podcast is just gonna be about it's called Family Business, and I'll be doing it with calling, like talking to different people, like guests like yourself, talking with like I might have my dad as a guest and have him kind of talk to other people as well, and just like talk about our family business. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Because a lot of people always talk, like, we was joking about having a dad or whatever, but a lot of people always call me out for the fact that I have a really good relationship with my pops. And I have a small family, so I was like, my family really consists of, like, 15 people. Like, the...
I pull out.
Nah, that's three generations. That's my aunts, me, and then, my cousins and their kids is 15 of us. No, we are, but there wasn't that many to begin with. And my mom was adopted, so we don't have her side of the family. So it's literally just my dad. So between my dad, I got my cousins and stuff, and you know they got funny ass stories, and I post them sometimes. So it's like, all right, let me just do a podcast where occasionally I have a guest and maybe talk. My pop say some crazy shit because he can say all the crazy shit that I can't say because I care about the game. Yeah, so I'm putting together now, just getting the artwork done, and that'll be out very soon. So, that's it, man. But thank you for having me, man.
Hell yeah, nigga, thanks for doing the show. No problem. Bro. Well, my good people, that has been an episode of Between Spots with Andre D. Thompson and my good brother Alex Babbitt. Catch you on another one. Stay safe. Don't touch nothing. Use some sanitizer. I don't know if this shit is a real disease or not. You know. Okay, later, guys.
Shut.